ready to hand it to Foles. Throws, end zone, catch. He held on. It's a touchdown. Alshon Jeffery. Well, the Vikings, so if they lose, they're out because the Eagles are winning this one. You heard the crowd going crazy here at FedEx Field. They saw the score update on the Bears.
Pass is incomplete for Rudolph. There are no flags, and the Bears will take over.
And for the Philadelphia Eagles, they are 3.5 minutes away from getting into the postseason.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. Oh. When I wore the Aston, y'all thought it was raining. Texting on him. Somebody pop out.
Happy playoffs! We got our Christmas present, Saint Nick, delivered again. We got our Christmas present, our Happy New Year, the Eagles, and a miracle, Jason, a miracle Sunday, are in the playoffs against the Bears. This is outrageous. Thank you, Nick Foles. Thank you.
Takes you back to 2008, doesn't it, when you needed all the Raiders to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who were playing for something. And for some reason, Matt Nagy left his starters in, and Kirk Cousins spit the bit.
Yeah, they dominated. Look, they dominated that team really from start to finish.
Big time.
In Minnesota, must win. The Bears went in there and just kicked their ass up and down the field.
Yep.
And, we knew the Eagles were going to win that game. You know, the Redskins had nothing. And you knew early that it wasn't going to be a sweat, that they were going to win this game pretty easily.
Yeah.
The Eagles' defense came up strong. There's no way Josh Johnson was going to beat you. And then it was like, let's concentrate on Bears-Vikings. And I watched every play on my phone.
Okay, so you had the tablet, the phone, and everything going.
Like, oh my God! You and I were talking about it. They had a 3rd and 13. It was a big drive.
Yeah.
That the Bears did.
They were up 13-10 at the time.
There was a sack of Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings had scored to make it 13-10.
Yep.
There was a sack on Trubisky. And there was an illegal contact penalty.
Uh-huh.
First down. Wow. Continued the drive. Bears score a touchdown. Go up 20-10. And that was ball game.
Yeah, and then they eventually tackle on some more. And they got to go for it on some fourth downs. They didn't get it. And Cousins and Thielen are arguing on the sidelines. And I'm going, you like that?
Yeah.
You like that? But the same different quarterback, same result for the Vikings. Their fans go home dissatisfied once again. I'm sure they'll blame the Eagle fans for it like they did last year. But the Eagles are in the playoffs, dude. And 30 years ago today was the Fog Bowl.
Yeah, that's amazing.
How about that?
I remember.
I'm in a fog.
I remember watching that thing just like it was yesterday in Chicago. You forget when they arrived. They arrived like on a Friday.
Yeah, Buddy, the buses.
And Buddy, right, had the buses circle Soldier Field.
Uh-huh.
And blow the horns around Soldier Field. It was outrageous.
That was announced their arrival, right?
Yeah,
Buddy was brash.
It was awesome. It was incredible. But this Nick Foles is just amazing. I mean, we've never seen a story like this in sports. All in sports. Never seen it. I mean, I there are times I think about this whole season, and it's just amazing. I'm like stunned by it.
It's dizzying at this point. And when Nick Foles retires, he ought to go on a cross country ministry, like selling out like the Wells Fargo Center. And I tell you, I'd go see him speak, because whoever he gets on bended knee and talks to, it's not just the man upstairs, because it affects the sports gods too. And he puts it how 20. He throws that awful interception and then 25 straight completions.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What?
It's amazing. Like, you talk about like the things that we were going over. The litany of his accomplishments.
I got him right here. You want him?
Yeah, good.
All right, here you go. Super Bowl champion and Super Bowl MVP and Pro Bowl MVP. Most consecutive completions in one game. We just talked about it, 25. Eagles record, 471 passing yards. Highest passing rating in NFL playoff history. The best single playoff completion percentage in NFL history. Eagles all-time passing rating leader, and he's tied for most TDs in one NFL game with 7. In the history of the game.
I mean, amazing.
What is Nick Foles?
Nah, it's amazing, man. He's an amazing figure. He really is. He is fearless and calm and collected. And
what do you think it is?
It's faith. I believe it's faith.
I think Anthony, that his heart rate never gets accelerated. That he's calm in every circumstance.
I think that's part of it. I think he is. You know, it's funny because I want to say like he's supremely confident. But there, he has had crises mm-hmm. of confidence. He talked about it. So it's not like he's got like the BD swagger, right? You
know,
BD.
He's not infallible.
But he is amazingly calm, amazingly composed. Mm-hmm. And the runs. Look, after the Houston game, we weren't on them that Monday. And he throws for 471 and four touchdown passes. I mean, that game, we thought the Rams game was good, mm-hmm. but it was a good game.
Yep.
But in reality, that Houston game was spectacular. Like, he was outrageous in
record setting, yeah. I mean,
he was just really, really good.
Yeah.
And he brings it back at the end. Remember, that game's over. The Texans win. He brings you back for the field goal.
After the hit that knocked him out from Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a spear right to his core, right to the sternum, right?
Totally, yeah.
And then he's getting that.
Which we think he's still suffering from.
Yeah, that may be compounded with the injury that he suffered yesterday. And we're going to hear from Doug today at noon. We can't wait to hear the update on Nick Foles and where the situation stands with him. Nick said he said in his postgame press yesterday, he's very sore. He'll know more tomorrow. And the media kept pressing him on it, and Les Bowen, and they were poking and prodding him. But we'll get more information on that today. But where this all goes, Anthony, I have no idea. To me, this is house money. I'm just going to enjoy the ride.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact that they get in,
mm-hmm.
no business getting in. They get in, it's just an amazing story.
Yeah.
And just an amazing story. And they get in, Jason. And you know from last year not to count them out.
Yep.
You also know that, look, the Bears are a young team. They're not in this position before.
They're ready to win a playoff game.
What a young quarterback.
You saw last year with Goff. He got in. What happened? They didn't.
I mean, like, you want to talk about being right to get beat and upset? Like, if you're going to bet mm-hmm. on one upset, you bet Eagles over Bears, man. Yep. I mean, look, the defense is really good, and I'm not taking anything away from Chicago. Great defense. They're tremendous. But, you know, I mean, they're a young team without a dynamic offense that could hurt the Eagles' secondary.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And this week is going to be like, you know, when you get on the rickety wood roller coaster and you're going up, click, 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 up the hill. That's what this week is. And then at 4:40 on Sunday when they kick it off, and the coaster just starts going. I'm ready for the ride, man. This is crazy.
It is.
Didn't think it was possible. You're going to win 5 out of 6.
It was so interesting because it reminds me, I brought this up to you guys earlier, it reminds me of the Phillies. What the Bears did is what the Phillies did in 2011. The Phillies had the Braves in the last game of the season. And, you know, they didn't lay down, but they were kind of laying down. And it was extra innings, and the Phillies won, right? And the Phillies win. And they knock out the Braves, and they have to play the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And we know what happened. Cardinals win 1-0, but the Phillies beat a division opponent, knocked them out.
The similarities are crazy.
And the Bears did the same thing to the Vikings, both games on the road. Bears on the road in Minnesota, take them out, and now they have to face the Eagles. And I was talking to Mikey Misses today. We were doing our fourth quarter live.
Oh, FanCred.
Yes, and you know, he asked me, he's like, well, if you're Chicago, who you want to play? I'm like, if I'm Chicago, I don't want to play the Eagles.
That's the last team I want to play.
A hot team.
Underdog mentality.
Right. You want to give that team life? No way. Like, if I'm the Saints, I don't want to play the Eagles.
Yeah, I think that they're probably the team that everybody looks at and goes, okay, they may be like the bottom seed in the NFC, but they may be the most dangerous team in the NFC.
Yeah.
If you want to harken back to last year, and there's a lot of this, they're playing better football than they played all year. Man. The defense, Fletcher Cox feeding yesterday. How about him? He doesn't look like he's slowing down at all. There's 16 games into the season, and now they got
Michael Bennett, though. Michael Bennett.
How about him, right?
Has been the stud of all studs.
Yeah, and the other thing is, they're walking around with a swagger now. They got confidence, and that's a dangerous team in the playoffs.
They are a dangerous team. They're dangerous. They have everything about it. They've been a team that has done it before.
Mm-hmm.
So they have experience. They're battle-tested. They are just extremely... Look, anything can happen, man.
Yep, absolutely.
They're
6-3-2-0-9-7-5. That is the number. It is New Year's Eve, and yep, the Eagles are headed to the playoffs, and they'll face the Chicago Bears coming up on Sunday afternoon at 4:40. Oh, yeah, that music means one thing. It means it's time for a little something we call Riled Up. It kicks off the final segment of the, or final hour, excuse me, of the program. I hope you hit the Riled Up line at 610-771-9751. I saw Andrew tweeted out from the Midday account. Let's see if the people are celebrating on the Riled Up line today.
We are in the playoffs! What is good, baby?
Did that guy swallow his phone first? Sounded like Hulkamania.
I love when this town gets crazy.
Hulkamania running wild,
it's
brother.
Best. It's the best.
What's next?
Viking fans are leaving with 3 minutes and 44 seconds left on the clock. You should all be ashamed of yourself. You deserve not to be in the playoffs. You suck, Vikings.
Oh, they bailed on the stadium out there. They were headed to the exit to try to get to their fishing hole.
Yeah.
On the lake.
They bailed big time.
Yeah, well, I put out a tweet that are they going to blame Eagle fans again this year? Because remember last year after the Eagles beat them in the championship game, they weren't pointing their crosshairs at the team for sucking. They put it on the Eagle fans. They blamed the Eagle fans. Midwest people, very nice people. But they pointed the crosshairs at Eagle, and they blamed them for their lack of hospitality after they had the coyunes to go up to our art museum and have a skull chant.
Well, they also dress Rocky in a purple skirt.
Yeah. So, I mean...
You can't do that.
What do you want us to give you, a bouquet of flowers when you get to the stadium? You're pulling moves like that?
No, they were... Listen, if you want to act like that, that's fine, but can't cry.
Yeah, turnaround's fair play.
And they cried.
Oh, they did. And they're crying again today. And all that guaranteed loot going to Kirk Cousins. So, by the way... I told you this during the break. Kirk Cousins' record as a starting quarterback against teams with winning records, 4-26.
Wow, that's bad.
You know what that says about Kirk Cousins, Ant? He is a loser.
You like that?
Yeah, I do. You like that.
It's amazing because he can look good at times. Yeah. Like, you look really good at times.
Like a franchise QB?
And then there's time, like yesterday, he was awful.
Oh, terrible. It's just insane.
It's a bit of a poser, you ask me.
Yeah. It's not 4-10. It's 4-25, 26.
No, that's ridiculous.
That's a huge number.
Yeah, usually I won't put much into it. If it's 4-10, I go, oh, okay.
Not circumstance.
Yeah,
right.
But then I look at that and you go, oh, okay. That's really bad. What's next?
And it's happening again. In order for us to do the impossible, the improbable, we got to go back to the scene of the crime 30 years ago. That damn Fog Bowl. Mm. The only game when I was a child, I cried at the end.
Yeah.
We got to right this wrong. I need it.
Yeah.
I want us to go up 21-0 and let all the fog in. Then after that, we go back to the first 48, the Big Easy, New Orleans. We're going to correct that wrong, too.
That's where Foles.
I like it.
Back in what was it, 2013?
Yeah.
The Sheldon Brown hit on Reggie Bush.
Yeah, that wasn't Foles. That was Garcia.
Oh, that was Garcia.
What? Foles was here. The game against the Saints
was here.
Home.
That's right.
And Foles left the field with the lead.
Mm-hmm. The Fog Bowl, by the way.
My God, that Fog Bowl breaks my heart.
December 31st, 1988, 30 years ago.
Wow.
Today. When did
I could sit there and I close my eyes and it was like yesterday.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures here. You can't see anything. It wasn't light fog. I mean, it was dense.
No, the whole television. Obviously the game was Chicago, so we're watching the game. And you couldn't see anything on the screen.
How the hell did they let that happen?
And there was one. I don't know. It was Jimmy Giles. He was wide open.
Jimmy Giles. Wow, tight end.
Yeah. Wide open, and it was like if the fog wasn't there, they would have scored.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe it was Keith Jackson. But there was a play that the fog definitely affected one of their drives.
Yeah. It's amazing that that even was allowed to be played that game. And
no, they would go crazy today. The networks would be on the phone, say, "What are you doing?
Yeah, how you letting this happen?
Right.
What's next?
Hey, yeah, this is Stone Cold Carson Wentz, and I'm back. I told you I was going to win last time. I failed. I'm sorry about that, but let me let you know I'm going to be here ready and willing to win a football game against the Chicago Bears. I'm not afraid about Khalil Mack. I ain't worried about the rest of that team. I'm ready and I'm willing to take this team all the way and show the Folesian Society that I can do it. What?
All right.
Doug's going to go to Carson and say, "Carson, are you healthy enough to be the backup?" And Carson's going to say, "Because I can.
Because I can."
Yeah, I hope.
"I don't want to be the backup, but I can. Doug, on this occasion, I can't because I understand.
But I can't. I can't be the backup."
If he wins again, though, what the hell am I going to do? So much. It's like following up.
Oh, he's got to be
the greatest act.
All kidding aside, if he can play, if he can play. Now, I don't know what shape his back's in, but if he could play, you owe it to your team to play, to be the number two guy.
Yeah.
You know, put pride aside, the whole thing. You got to go, "All right, sucks, but Nick deserves to play."
And you have to understand it. You have to. It's a tough thing, though. It'll get Foles were to win two in a row. To have to follow that. They always say, like, you don't want to follow a legend. And if Foles is already a legend. But
here's what worries me about Carson. And it worries me about the town. Because when Foles walks after this season, there's going to be not a lot of happy people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a ton of pressure on Carson. Ton of it.
Yeah.
Imagine if he goes to the Giants.
I don't have no patience, too.
Imagine if he goes to the Giants. Like, a lot of people were throwing that out there. And you have to face him twice. Wentz versus Foles.
If you're the Giants, that's the who's the coach?
Shermer.
You know.
A lot of familiarity. It's a good point.
The offense that he runs.
Yeah. And you. In the same division.
And you got a running back and you got some really good weapons. You got a good tight end.
Yeah. And the Eli era would be over.
And all you got to do, if you're the Giants, you got to go in and say, "This is my acquisition."
Yeah. And Eli goes to Jacksonville with Coughlin.
I think Eli's cooked.
Yeah. Coughlin may take a flyer on him.
Well, if you're Jacksonville, though, I brought it up to you earlier this year.
At the trade deadline, you talked about it.
If I was Jacksonville to save their season, I would have traded for Foles.
Yeah. Well,
now they might cut Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, what a mess.
That'd be so dumb.
Is that insane?
Why would they cut him?
He's disrespectful.
They didn't like how he was acting on the sideline.
Yeah,
you know what? He's your best player on offense.
Yeah. But don't let it get out that you wanted to cut him. Because now he has no trade value. Because it's out there that you might cut him. What's next?
Emily, it's Nick Foles. I just tied a record. Just another one. 25 consecutive passes. You know who I am. Because I can.
Oh, you can't steal the line. You knew Nick Foles. Like, Sam Elliott is the voice of Wentz, right? Foles is Val Kilmer in Tombstone as Doc Holliday. "I'm your Huckleberry." You hear Foles saying that? "How are you doing? I'm your Huckleberry."
It's pretty good.
You know what I mean? He's Doc Holliday.
Pretty good. Val Kilmer was a good Doc
Holliday. Oh, dude, at the end of that, when he's got all ill.
Yeah.
And he delivers that line. I think that movie was like 20 or 25 years ago, just the other day. Tombstone.
It's a good call.
Yeah, Kurt Russell. Like that one?
Yeah, I do. I like Tombstone.
Did you ever get into like the spaghetti westerns? Like the Clint Eastwood movies?
Nah.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Nah, I never got into westerns.
Oh, I had a little run with those.
Did you?
I had a run with those. And I had a
Cowboy
run with
Man.
Not really, but I liked some of those.
So the Cowboy.
I got into some of the good ones, and then I got into, I went on a Bond run at one point.
Yeah.
Checking all the old Bonds out.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, I like the Bonds. Not Barry Bonds.
Hey, Sean from Pine Hill, you've got this punk. You said Minnesota's winning Sunday on Twitter. Then after the game, you don't show up on Twitter. You're a coward and a fraud. Hit my Eagles green out. Okay.
He's been disparaging Foles all all season or anytime he's the Eagles quarterback. Now, what happens if Foles ends up as his QB for the Giants? It'd be a great storyline if he ended up there.
Yeah.
I mean, to see what he could do with those weapons. Now, Shermer's a boob. I don't believe in him as a head coach.
I don't either, but if you looked at it, would make a lot of sense for him to go there.
Yeah.
Because of the offense, the fit. I mean, look around the league. I mean, what places would Nick... If you were a team, which teams could use Nick Foles the most?
Yeah, because so many of these teams, like the Jets, they have Darnold. They have a young quarterback.
All right, go through it off the top of your head.
All right.
So no New England.
No Miami. Well, maybe Miami.
No, any team in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, Miami could use them.
Heck,
yeah.
Tampa Bay could use them. But they're saying to bring back Winston.
They're not going to, so let's just go AFC
first.
All
right, no Jets.
Cincinnati, but I know they have Dalton, but...
I think yesterday. He's got big money, though, attached to
him. I know. So they won't
So
do
Baltimore,
it.
No. Pittsburgh?
No.
Roethlisberger's
no,
at the end.
Coming back.
Cleveland, obviously, no. Cincinnati, you mentioned. Houston, no. Indy, no. Tennessee, no.
Jacksonville, yes.
Yeah.
I got news for you. Tennessee's a problem.
What about Denver?
Yeah, well, they did Keenum. Yeah. But I do think Foles would work in Denver.
All right, then we mentioned both the Redskins and the Giants.
Yeah.
Chicago, no. Minnesota, no. Green Bay, no. Detroit, no. Nobody in the NFC South.
No. And in the West.
And Arizona is the only.
Yeah,
they have a young quarterback.
Yeah,
so there's not many landing spots for him. So you wonder what kind of money he's going to garner,
too. It's amazing because there's two teams in this division that need a quarterback. I got news for you. There's three teams. I know he's in the playoffs, but is Nick Foles better than Dak Prescott? I say yes.
Nick Foles, by what he's done, is the best quarterback in the division. Based on what he's accomplished.
You know, what happens if the Cowboys lose to Seattle and Prescott is horrible?
It's a possibility.
I mean, if you're Dallas, do you say, well, let me take a shot with Foles?
Yeah, because he hasn't gotten his big money yet either. You gonna hit your wagon to Dak? Jarrah?
Westlake?
Next.
Up on a rooftop, it's Big Nick. Just made the Redskins look real sick. Brady and Hoodie, we're coming for you. Big Nick's gonna win number two.
All right.
I have a hard time with this whole BDN thing, man. I just, okay. Can we stop? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be talking about it. You know what? Do you feel weird about it? Like, I get it. It's his nickname.
Yeah. I mean, there's old ladies walking around with signs.
It's uncomfortable at this point.
I don't know.
You got it, flaunt it.
I am so fired up right now. You have no idea. The Birds are in the playoffs. Okay, the Bears beat them ass Vikings. Because Jimmy Butler ever beat the Vikings? Okay, that's what I call a 2-for-2. Go Birds.
Well, they got into the dance, and you used the term very early in the program, man. Live dog.
Yeah, they are. They're a live dog.
Yeah, I think there's four live dogs this weekend.
I do, too.
It's going to be an interesting... I love wild card weekend.
I think...
The variables are incredible.
I think Seattle's got a really good chance of winning out, right?
Saturday night.
Real good chance. I think San Diego, it's revenge. Not like Baltimore, but San Diego just saw them. Just lost to them, San Diego, the L.A. Just lost to them in L.A. They Chargers have a real chance.
Yeah, and Rivers... You don't know how's Lamar Jackson going to react to this spot.
The Colts, they have a shot.
Yeah, and the Eagles. 4:40 Sunday afternoon. Oof. What's next?
Brett Brown is honestly a genius. Pick the best night possible to be down 30 points at halftime. Who cares? Foles is back, baby.
You're right.
He is back. Is that it, Andrew? That it is. Riled up. Hit the riled up line, 610-771-9751, as you wish. Put it in your phone as a contact. You can punch it up at any time. The messages can be positive, as we heard today, which was great. If something negative happens, you can react there as well, or maybe some just funny, or, some Carson Wentz, Sam Elliott impersonations are always welcome as well. So hit the line.
we're going to have a fun week. Like, I want to have a great week this week.
We're going to be off tomorrow because it's New Year's Day.
Right, but then I want to hit it and have a blast the rest of the week.
And get, really get pumped up for it because the playoffs, everything's is
that's
so good. Great.
Let's get nuts. Yeah.
And if I'm, you know, if I'm being honest, you know, after they lost that game 48-7 to the Saints, I thought it was over. It was like, all right, it's over. It's not going to happen this year. But then to rattle off the five of the last six and Foles getting in there and doing what he's done. And Corey Clement got hurt, and then boom, Smallwood was a factor yesterday. Josh Adams, we find out Avante Maddox can play. We find out Rasul Douglas can play. We've learned a lot. And now we see Michael Bennett out there being a dominant player, along with Fletcher Cox. Brandon Graham has found his game. This team's playing better now than they've played all season.
Now, Michael Bennett's been unbelievable. Fletcher Cox has had to play a ton of snaps, and he's been terrific.
And Jernigan
Chris Long's played well the last month.
I saw a tweet earlier, too. The Eagles are 3-0 since Jernigan's been back. Yeah. That's a big factor, too.
It is. And that line's fresh.
Mm-hmm. And again, right into the playoffs.
The front is fresh, man.
And that's going to be a big part of the game this week with a young quarterback like Trubisky getting his first playoff experience. And the other thing this week is how they're going to handle Khalil Mack. I mean, that's no joke.
Yeah.
I mean,
but their line is playing well. It's playing well.
Yeah.
So, let's go.
Hopefully, Peters can stay on the field and just raise the level of his career has been so sensational for him to go out there and have a huge moment and just dominate on that left side would be great. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Warren and Cherry Hill on the Fanatic. What's up, Warren?
First of all, Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
You Happy too, buddy. New Year, buddy.
I got to tell you, I hear you. I'm not. My car is off, and I miss you.
This I miss you,
even
pal.
Know how much you're. It's the greatest. And Jason, you got a great man working with you. Let me get that out of the way.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure. I've got to be honest with you, and you know how I felt about Foles last year. If Carson comes back as Carson the year before, I'm on Carson. If he's a shell, then I don't. We won't know this, but for now, all we got to do is we're blessed. We got the perfect team to play. The Eagles dominate when they play a one-dimensional team.
Yeah.
Whether they gave way to Tennessee or Carolina, they dominate these teams if they only have to pay attention either the pass or run. It's, you know, I just think they've gotten better. These new guys in Schwartz, by moving these guys, he's used his line. He's used his blitz more with these newer guys because he don't want to leave them on an island. So a team like Chicago... Yeah, I can't even spell Trubisky, let alone think he's going to do anything. I think it's, honestly, God.
No, I agree with you. I think they're a perfect team to play. They're also inexperienced, you know? I mean, that's an inexperienced team going up against a team that went to the Super Bowl, that won the Super Bowl.
There's not a team I'm afraid of other than New Orleans. We proved with that kid Goff, he really is Blake Bortles without the weapons. I just can't wait to see them. What everybody's got to remember is, look at what they've done. They've not quit. They've played hard. So when everybody gets mad when they get blown out, every week you can act like it's a concert and enjoy each week. So God bless. Let's see what Nicky's got in his bag this year, brother.
Yeah, let's see. Where it leads.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Yeah, got to see where. That's the great part. This is this the beginning of another epic run? Is this, you know, in Chicago, they're able to get by the Bears, and then they got to go take on the Saints at the Superdome. And the year that Drew Brees has had. Remember what Kamara said last year?
Yeah, yeah.
We kicked the bleep out of him.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't. You lost. And they lost in heartbreak fashion on that Stephon Diggs miracle touchdown from Case Keenum. But still.
They're still talking this year, too. It's getting on my nerves.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as they broke out the ski masks, they started making fun of them wearing ski masks during press conferences.
Oh, did they really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, I hope they face each other.
Yeah. Put more lighter fluid on the fire. Keep going.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.